是怎么样
？And that is when Jesus at the Mount Olivet told his disciples what the end time is like.
那么主就告诉他，之前就告诉他，他回来之前会发生什么事情
？And Jesus told them what kind of things would happen before he returns.
但是呢，后来呢，他就讲了，这个比喻去提醒。门徒怎么预备他回来
Then he gave seven parables as to what he would be like before he returns.
这些比喻的大前提呢，就是主回来的日子没有人知道。
The whole point of these parables is that when the Lord returns, nobody knows.
所以主说你们要警醒。因为不知道你们的主是哪一天回来。
So he said, therefore keep watch because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
七个比喻里面呢，第一个比喻是无花果树的比喻。
Out of the seven parables, the first one is a parable of a fig tree.
他告诉你主回来的日子近了。
It tells you the days of the Lord's return is near.
第二、第三个比喻呢，就是挪亚。日子跟夜里的贼的比喻。
The second and third is the parable of the days of Noah and also a thief at night.
这个是告诉我们呢，主回来的时间呢是很突然的。
And this tells us that the days when the Lord returns is very sudden.
第四、第五个比喻呢，就是两个仆人跟十个童女的比喻。
The fourth and fifth parable is the two kinds of servant and the parable of the ten virgins.
这个是讲到一个时间上的一个问题。
This is about the matter of time.
就是无论主是早回来，或者他是晚回来。我们都需要准备。
Regardless of whether or not he's going to come back early or late, we also need to be prepared.
那么我们就要问一个问题了，究竟是怎么才算是预备主回来呢
？That begs the question: How do we prepare for the Lord's return?
有些基督徒他就认为呢，是把他的工作辞掉，变卖他所有的财产，搬去耶路撒冷，坐在这个橄榄山。上面等耶稣回来。
And some Christians' interpretation is that in order to prepare for the Lord's return, they should quit their job, sell all the possession, and move to Jerusalem, the Olivet, Mount Olivet at Jerusalem, and wait for the Lord's return.
那这个是不是主所讲的警醒等候他回来呢
？Now is this how Jesus wants us to be alert and be prepared for His return?
最后的两个比喻其实就是回答这个问题。
Actually, the six and the seven, the last two parables, is to address this question.
今天呢，我们会讲第六个比喻，就是才干的比喻。
Today, we're going to talk about the sixth parable, and that is the parable of the talents.
这个比喻要回答的问题就是你怎么。预备才能够得到主的称赞呢
This parable addresses the question: How do you prepare in order to get the Lord's praise?
那我知道呢，在我们里面，的人中间有很多学霸。
Now, I know that there are some super scholars in among us.
的意思就是呢，他们非常能够考试的。
And the idea is that they really know how to take exams.
学霸的其中一个重点呢，就是他知道考官是怎么改卷的。
The whole point of some of these super scholars is that they know how the exams are graded by the grader.
什么地方会加分，什么地方会扣分
？And where they are, you're going to gain points, where you're going to lose points.
才干的比喻其实是在我们。这个问题了。
And the whole point of this talent parable is to address this question.
你若要得到主的称赞的时候呢，你要注意以下的三点。
In order to win God's praise, you need to watch out for the following three points.
第一，你的人生就是你的考试。
The first one is your life is your exam.
那我们刚刚读过这个比喻的时候，其实这个故事很简单。
And we just read this parable. Actually, the story is very simple.
有一个主人呢，他要旅游了，他之前就把他的仆人召回来。
And a master who's going to go to travel, so he called all of his servants.
所以呢，就把他的财产交托给三个。
He gave his possessions to his wealth to three servants to be in charge.
过了一段日子以后，他就回来 跟他们算账。
And after certain days, he returned and be trying to settle the accounts with them.
那很明显呢，这个主人就是主耶稣。
A very obvious, the master is the Lord Jesus.
那么这三个仆人其实就是我们基督徒。
And the three servants are us Christians.
那么这些仆人所拿到的财产其实就是我们的人生。
And the wealth that the servants gain is, were told to be in charge is our life.
所以这个故事告诉我们，有一天我们要在主面前主会跟我们算账。
The story tells us that one day we would come in front of the Lord, he would settle accounts with us.
他会看看我们怎么用我们的一生。
He would try to check out how we use our life.
那这个比喻提醒我们几样事情呢
？This parable reminds us a number of things.
第一个事情呢，就是呢，仆人说拿到这些钱呢，圣经说是主人的产业。
And the wealth that we gain is actually it's actually belong to the master.
所以我们基督徒的人生也是主属于主的。
And therefore, a Christian's life is actually belong to the Lord.
如果你看圣经的时候，你发觉呢，初期教会呢，为了赤裸不赤裸的事情呢，吵到要教会分裂。
And you notice that in the early church, whether or not the Christians should be eating meat, so they were arguing to the point of almost splitting the church.
那你知道我们是中国人呢，我们最能了解他们的心情。
And so you know we are Chinese and really understand where they're coming from.
因为我们说嘛，民以食为天。
And actually, for us, the food is most important to us.
你不许我吃肉，我跟你拼了。
And if you don't let me eat meat, I'm gonna just fight with you.
但是保罗很聪明哦，他写信回答这个教会的问题的时候。
But Paul is very smart actually when he answered this church with his letter.
他不说谁是对谁是错。
He did not say who is right and who is wrong.
反而呢，他就提醒教会的弟兄姊妹。他说我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人。
He reminded the Christians here, if we live, we live for the Lord, and we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
保罗知道他的一生都是属于主的。
Paul knows that his entire life belongs to the Lord.
所以连吃东西的自由也是由主决定。
So including the decision, the freedom to eat meat is really belong to the Lord.
那这个故事虽然说，告诉我们呢，我们的人生是属于主。
And this story tells us that our life belongs to the Lord.
但是如果你看这个故事的时候呢，这个主人也是非常了解跟信任。
And you see the story that the master really trusts and his servants.
十五节里面呢，他讲到呢，这个主人是按照个人的才干给他们。
In the verse 15, it tells us that the Lord gave him according to their talents.
很多人都觉得啊
，A lot of people feel
人生是最难的考试。
And the life is the toughest exam.
所以他们觉得，这个就是为什么我常常失败。
And that is why I fail all the time.
但是你知道他们失败真正的原因是什么
？Do you know why there is really the reason behind their failure?
因为他们没有，他们觉得人生是很困难，因为他们呢试图抄其他人的答案。没有意识到每一个人的考试的这个考题其实是不一样。
You see, really, it's because many people fail because they try to copy others' answer, not realizing everyone has a different question paper.
你知道当神造我们的时候，其实他给我们的人生，给我们的才能，都是为我们特别定造的。
You see, when God created us, all our talents, everything we have, it's all specially tailored for us. The Lord recognized the ability for every single person.
So in this story, he gave some 5,000, 5,000, 2,000,
and therefore, in this story, he gave some 5,000, some 2,000, and one 1,000.
So we have no need to give to others. 羡慕别人,
so there's no need to be envious and try to copy others.
还有呢,
and then we also see the master really trusts his servants.
因为他把大量的, 财富照托在他们的手上,
because he gave us a huge amount of talent into the servant's hands.
那在这个故事里面呢, 15节的原文呢, 是这样子说, 一个给five talentan, 一个给两个talentan, 一个给一个talentan。
In the original text, it says he gave one 5 talentan, another 2 talentan, and then one talentan.
一个talentan就是6,000块银子。
One talentan really equates to 6,000 denarii.
一块银子呢就是一个
and one denarii is or a piece of silver or a piece of coin is one day's wages.
So you see,
one talent is not a small number.
这个拿5个talent的仆人呢, 他可以请一个人为他工作100年。
So actually the ones who receive 5 talentan, he can hire someone to work for him for 100 years.
就是这个拿一个talentan的人, 他也可以找一个人帮他工作20年。
Even the one who received 1 talentan can hire someone to work for him for 20 years.
你知道这个字其实到现在我们还用呢?
You see, the word we still use it today.
英文talent这个字, 天赋。 只是就是从圣经这个故事里面出来的。
And the English word talent came from this word talentan.
我们, 基督徒的人生是主很贵重的一个托付给我们的。
So for us, our life, Christian's life, is something that God treasures to us and be entrusted to us.
无论是你的天赋, 你的机遇, 是你成长的背景, 好像你能够讲两三个语言, 其实都是神给你的本钱。
Your talent or your opportunity, your the background with which we grow up, it's all what God gave you as a starting point.
那不单只这个本钱是非常 丰富啊, 神给我们很大的自由去使用。
And not only the what are given to us is actually is abundant, but also he gave us freedom as to how to use it.
你看16节在这个故事里面你就知道,
if you look at the verse 16 in the story, you can see
拿领5,000的锤子拿去做买卖, 另占了5,000, 拿领2,000的也是照样, 另占了2,000, 但拿领1,000的就挖开地, 把主的银子藏在,
The man who had received the bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. And the one who received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money.
主给我们的本钱，你可以，你他给我们自由去。 你想怎么用都可以。
And God, the talents that God gave us, you have the freedom to use it whichever way you want.
但是你要记得这个故事。 有一句话,
but you can need to recall the story, one word, one phrase in this story.
就是呢, 那些仆人的主人回来的时候呢, 都要跟他们算账。
And then when the master returned, he would settle accounts with them.
那你知道呢, 考试这个, 有一个大忌, 就是错漏。
Actually, with the examination, there is a big error, and that is you're missing something.
那我们基督徒呢很注重对错这个事情。
Us Christians, we pay a lot of attention to right or wrong.
成熟的基督徒呢，他能够按照圣经去分辨什么是神的旨意。And
the mature Christians can actually test according to the scripture whether or not this is within God's will.
但是一个学霸不单只答对题哦，他也不会答漏题哦。And
the super scholar, not only would he answer the correct question, he would not miss any questions.
这里提醒我们，我们整个人生呢都是。 这个考试
This reminds us our entire life is an exam.
不是你回来教会这段时间，神才考你。
Not only when you return to the church, God is testing you.
你在工作，你在学校，你家庭，或者你休息的时间，其实这个神将来也要你照账。
Whether you are working at school, in the family, or even private day actually resting is also part of the test.
曾经有一位牧师呢，他长大的时候，他简直告诉一个故事。And
one pastor he told of the story.
他说教会来了一个新的朋友。He
said there is a new friend who come to the church.
那么他就跟他谈话，希望认识他。So
he wanted to get to know him.
他又问他，你是做哪一类的工作呢？
He asked him what type of a line of work are you in?
那么这个朋友就告诉他了。And
then the new friend told the pastor.
这个牧师马上就想到，嘿，我们教会有一位长老呢，他也是在这一行里面工作哦。The
pastors reminded there's an elder who also works in this line of work.
那么他就跟这个新朋友说，你认不认识某某啊？
He asked a new friend and said, Do you know so and so?
他也是在这一行里面工作啊。He
also works in this line of work.
他在教会里面呢，很热心，很能够帮助其他人。He
actually helped many others within the church, very anxious, very earnest person.
这个朋友一听，面色一沉。This
new friend heard, and then he went into a sad face.
他说某某在我们这行是非常出名的。And
this person within our line of work is very famous.
因为他出名，深狠手辣。And
actually, because the way he do his work, within his line of work is very vicious.
让我们呢，不要只在我们人生的一部分里面是很忠心。And
don't let our lives set to so that we are only faithful in one area of our life.
因为将来神跟我们算账的时候，我们每一个角落，他都会跟我们算。Because
when we settle accounts with the Lord, we cannot hide anything going in our life.
人若要得到主的称赞，第二点呢，你就要注意，称赞是。 靠忠心，不是靠成就。In
order to win God's praise, the second point you need to realize is about based on faithfulness and not on achievement.
我觉得耶稣讲这个故事的时候呢，是很聪明的。I
see that when the Lord is talking about this, he's very smart.
为什么这个比喻里面他要讲三个仆人呢？
Why is it that within this parable he had three servants?
讲两个就已经可以比较这个。
If you have two servants, then you can already can contrast to the hard work in the and the two different servants.
那如果耶稣只讲两个仆人的时候,
if only Lord would only talk about two servants,
那么我们的很可能有这样子的结论,
perhaps we'll come to this conclusion.
主算账的就是论功行赏。
And the way the Lord settle accounts is whether or not what kind of work you do and according to the reward.
你成就大，你的 bonus 也大。
Your accomplice is great, and there follows that your bonus is going to be great.
我们的世界，我们的社会就是这样的。
And this is the way that our society is operated.
但是这个故事出人意外的地方就是这个占5000的跟这个占2000的。
And an expected thing is that the one who earned 5,000 and the 2,000, the way the Lord praised him is identical.
这个是说明呢，神将来不会因为我们的成就动容。
And that is to say that the Lord would not would change according to our accomplishment. If you think a little bit more about it, this is fairly makes a lot of sense.
我们所有的本钱, 包括我们的才能, 机遇, 这些东西, 完全都是神交托给你的。
Our talents, and that is including our opportunity background, it's all that God given to us.
那么你拿神的钱去赚钱, 那么有什么了不起呢?
You take what's given to you to make more money, what is so good about it?
也许我们 常常觉得呢，我们是得天独厚。
And a lot of times that we think that we are some super person, actually something that is tremendously blessed.
你觉得哎，我就是好像这个拿5000的这个仆人一样。
You might think that I'm like the one who earned had 5,000 talents.
但是你有没有留意呢？他赎回来的时候呢，他形容啊。 这五千只不过是不多的事。
Did you not notice that when what the Lord described is this is just but a few things?
换句话说，主今天交托给我们，我们所拥有的所有东西，只是零钱而已。
In other words, what God entrusted to us, that what all we have is just still just pocket change.
将来神把更重要 东西交托给这些忠心的仆人。
In the future, God is going to get the faithful servant even more.
路加福音里面说，如果你们不能忠心地处理世上的财富，谁会把真正的财富交托给你们呢？
The Gospel Luke says, so if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with true riches?
所以这里告诉给我们看到，我们人生不单只是一个考试。
This tells us that not only our life is about an exam.
其实我们人生是一个试用期。
Actually, our life is only a trial period.
看你是不是一个良善忠心的人。
To test whether or not you are a good and faithful servant.
神才把真正的财富交托在你的手里。
Then God will entrust you with real treasure.
那么我们现在来看一看呢。 神怎么称赞这两个仆人？
And let's take a look at how he praised the two servants.
那这个主人用了三个字去形容他这两个仆人。
And the Lord used three words to describe these two servants.
第一就是好。
The first one is well done.
你可以说 well done 或者 bravo.
You can say maybe perhaps well done or bravo.
就是符合标准，而且呢，得到认证。And
that is, you meet the standard or been verified.
第二就是良善。And
then the second one is good.
一个是强调有用的意思。And
this emphasizes the being useful or beneficial.
第三个词呢是忠心。And
the third phrase is faithful.
都是可靠的意思。And
that is reliable.
为什么这些仆人会得到主的称赞呢?
And why is it that the two servants received the Lord's praise?
因为呢，主交托给他的钱。
And because the money that was entrusted to them,
他们马上就拿去用。
They went to use it right away.
为主赚钱。
And to earn money for the Lord.
这个对这个主人来说，他带给他利益。
And the benefit was given to them.
带给这个主人利益，所以这些仆人就是一个可靠的仆人。
So this brings about benefit for the master, and therefore it was told that they were a good and faithful servant.
你看见这些仆人呢，他的 忠心呢，就是他拿到钱的时候，马上就去工作。And
you see the faithfulness of these servants, and that is, once they receive the money, they put the money to work right away.
我跟太太去旅游的时候呢，其中有一个亮点呢，就是为参加当地的华人教会。When
I travel with my wife, then the one highlight for our trip is to visit the local Chinese church.
9月份的时候，我们去巴黎。And
the September, back in September, we went to Paris.
我们在网上呢就找到一个呢华人的 教会。
And on the web, we found a Chinese church, in the Paris.
他说在十一点呢，早晨十一点崇拜。
He said they worship at 11 o'clock.
那么我们就去了。
So we went.
去了的时候呢，见到门口呢有一个大概60岁的一个弟兄。
And at the door, we found that there was a brother who is about 60 years old.
他介绍自己叫长哥。
And he called himself Brother Chang.
他穿的衣服呢是很普通的，你看他就好像一个打工的一样。
He was dressed very meagerly, to almost like he works different chores.
但是呢，他非常热忱。
But he was very enthusiastic.
首先呢，他就说，要不要坐下来喝杯茶
？He asked us to sit down and have a cup of tea.
那么我们就解释给他们答听，我们呢是来崇拜的。
So I explained to them that we came to worship.
他又告诉他想一想，他说。其实教会呢有两堂崇拜。
He paused and said, "Actually, the church has two different services."
法语的是十一点
，and the French is 11 a.m.
中文呢是下午3:30。
And the Chinese one is the afternoon 3:30 p.m.
那所以我听了以后，我们走了，就是。
So when I heard, I decided to just leave.
但是强哥呢非常热情。
And this brother Chang is actually very enthusiastic.
还是要为我们预备一杯茶。
And still insists on preparing a cup of tea for us.
那么呢，他就是这样子。那么
just like that.
他说：“你要不要参观教会？”
And he says, "Would you like to take a tour?"
那你在玩教会，不是好像这些古老的教会，它只是一个办公室而已嘛。
You see, the Chinese church is not like a traditional church. It was just like a regular office.
所以其实没有什么吸引力。
It is actually not that attractive.
但是人家这么热情，就跟他走一圈了。
So when he was so enthusiastic, I just followed him to go around.
其实强哥呢，他有一个计划。
And actually, the brother Chang, he had a plan.
他就说，这样子啦，你们留下来，我为你找一个翻译坐在你旁边，那么你就可以参加这个法语的崇拜。
So he said, "Why don't you stay, and I'll find a translator to sit next to you, then therefore you can attend this French service."
所以我就参加了第一次的法语崇拜。
So I attend the first my French first French service.
还唱了几首法语的诗歌。
Even speak and even sing a few hymns in French.
那站在一个牧师的立场啊。这个强哥是金牌的招待啊。
From a pastor standpoint, this one is a gold star waiter.
啊，你可以说，你想一想，他可以打发我们离开。
You stop and think about he can just send us off.
他也可以不管你懂不懂啊，他告诉你这楼上崇拜你自己去哦。
He may just tell you the worship upstairs you go.
但是呢，他是一个很忠心他的工作的。
He was very faithful in his work.
那么将来他见到主面的时候，主会说 ：“Bravo， 这个又良善又忠心的仆人。”
When he sees the Lord will tell him, "Bravo, you good and faithful servant."
最后一点你要注意的，如果你要得到主的称赞，就是你对主的印象决定你的表现。
Another point you need to pay attention to that is your impression of the Lord determines your performance.
换句话说，不是你的才能决定你的表现。
In other words, it's not your talent that determines your performance.
因为你看呢，第一个仆人有5000，第二个仆人有2000，其实他。最后的表现在主的眼里面是一样的。
You see, the first one had 5,000, the second one had 2,000. In the end, the performance is the same in front of the Lord.
你也可以说，不是他们的努力，不是他们的忠心，决定他们的表现。
You can see it's not how much the effort that they have, how faithful that they have determined the outcome.
其实是他们对这个主人的印象决定。
And that is actually determined by their impression of the Lord.
那在十五节里面呢，原文里面呢，十五节讲到了这个主人把钱交给三个仆人。
The verse 15 it tells of the Lord giving the money to three servants.
十六节在原文里面第一个字 就是这个 immediately， 就是立刻的意思。
In the verse 16, the first word is to this is this immediately. That's just right away.
这个字你可以用在第一个仆人身上，也可以用在上一个人身上。
This first word you can use at the first servant and also the second servant.
那如果是用在上一个人身上的时候，那么你就见到第三个仆人了，他连努力尝试他都没有试过。
And if you had used the same word for all three servants, but did not. So you see, the third servant did not even bother try to do it right away.
他马上决定把这个钱藏在地上。
He decided to bury his treasure in the ground right away.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他对他主人的印象。
Because of his impression of the Lord.
那么他对主人的印象是怎么样啊？
What is his impression of the master?
二十四节他说：“主啊，我知道你是一个隐圣心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有杀的地方要罪你。”
Verse 24 tells us, "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have not sown and gather where you have not scattered seed."
他形容他的主人呢是一个。隐心的人
He described his master as a hard man.
隐心就是刚硬的意思。
And the hard man meaning someone who is very tough.
用在主人身上就是形容他是一个很残忍的一个人。
And to describe the master is to say that he is a very cruel man.
在圣经里面从来没有用过这个字形容神的。
We have never seen this word to describe God.
有趣的地方呢，但是初期教会会用这个字形容撒旦。
And the interesting thing is, the early church used this word to describe Satan.
所以为什么这个拿一千的仆人呢？会有这样子印象有关他的主人呢
？So therefore, this is how the first servant used this word to describe his master.
因为他觉得他拿一千太小
，because he felt that 1,000 talents too little。
那如果他只知道自己拿一千呢？大概他没有这个感觉。
So if he actually sees that they only got 1,000, he would not have felt this way。
但是他见到他前面的一个人拿五千，在有一个人拿两千以后呢，他又觉得他的主人太残忍了。
So when he saw that the first one get 5,000, the second one 2,000, he thought that his master is too hard.
所以他说，你没有种的地方要收割，没有杀的地方要罪你。
So therefore he said, how you have is where you have not sown and gathered where you have not scattered seed.
我看到这里的时候呢，我觉得主耶稣太了解我们了。
And when I saw that, I see the Lord is actually notice us too well.
他也太了解他面前的十二个门徒。
He also understood the 12 disciples in front of him.
那我考考你，十二个门徒的名字是什么
？I may give you an exam. What are the 12 names of the disciples?
先讲的比较容易啊。
Actually, you can first say the ones easier ones.
有啊 ，John, Peter, 还有呢？啊？Simon, okay, Simon, okay. 这个蛮厉害的哈，有另外一个。
Very good, actually. There's another Simon.
Okay. 那所以我们大概可以讲四个。其实我昨天考过我太太，她讲了十个也很了不起。
So actually yesterday I tested my wife. He actually came up with 10. That's very good.
但是呢，有几个人可能你想都没有想过他的名字。
And perhaps there are a few you have not even heard, can even come to mind.
最后的几个，这个阿拉菲的儿子雅各、达泰、本瑞党的四门。
And the last few is James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot.
那为什么我们不记得他们的名字
？Why is it that we don't recall their names?
因为圣经没有记载他们的事情嘛。
Because the scripture did not record what they did.
那为什么圣经没有记载他们的事迹呢？
And why is it the scripture not record what they did?
你跟了耶稣三年半年，一条问题都答不出来。
And you follow Jesus for 3.5 years, you can't even answer one question?
的确他们没有这个机会哦。
Indeed, perhaps they didn't have that opportunity.
因为他前面有个彼得嘛，每一次耶稣问问题的时候，彼得就举手答了，答你哪有机会回答呢？
And because they have a Peter in front of them, every time Jesus asks a question, Peter jumps ahead and answers the question.
所以他十二个人里面很明显就有五千、两千、一千的分别。
So very obviously, within the 12 disciples, there are the ones who are 5,000, 2,000, 1,000, these differences.
那么现在耶稣快要离开他们了。
So this is about the time when Jesus to leave them.
耶稣说：“你们要去传福音。”
And Jesus told them, "You have to go share the gospel."
啊，你是答太了，你怎么回答耶稣
？If you are Thaddeus, how would you respond to the Lord?
不去。
Nope.
我没有彼得的口才。
I don't have the speaking ability for like Peter has.
马太的还可以写写字，写本福音书出来啊，我都没有，我没有这个能力。
And Matthew can write a few things. He can write a gospel. I don't have that ability.
人家记得这个出卖耶稣犹大都不记得我的名字。
And people remind of Judas who is betrayed Jesus, and not even me.
我不去。
No, I'm not going.
这个就是为什么这第三个仆人呢？他说：“我怕，我就是害怕，把你的一千块钱呢藏在地里。”
So therefore, the third servant says.I was afraid and went out, hit your gold in the ground.
请看你原银子在这里。
See, here's what belongs to you.
他心里面的意思就是，你残忍好像撒旦一样，现在你给我的一千块，给回你。
And the, what he's saying in his heart is that, see, you are the cruel servants, I'm just returning that thousand denarii back to you.
这个主人也用了三个形容词来形容这个仆人哦。
The master also used three words to describe this third servant.
第一个就是恶。
The first one is wicked.
就是邪恶的意思。
And that is evil.
有趣的地方，这个字是常常用来形容撒旦这个恶魔。
And the interesting thing, this word is used quite often to describe the Satan.
第二就是懒。
And the second is lazy.
那懒这个字也可以翻译成为踌躇。
And the second, the lazy can also be translated in hesitate.
就是犹疑不定。
And that is can't make up his mind.
很多时候就是因为他怕一些事情，所以他不愿意做决定。
A lot of times he actually afraid of certain things, so he cannot make up his mind.
最后就是无用，在第三十节里面说讲。
And the third one is what's in the verse 30 is as useless.
主人的意思就是你这个仆人呢、啊，你才是好像撒旦怎么恶。
And what the master is saying that you are just like Satan, you are just like him.
你说你怕我，我不同意哦。
You say you're afraid of me, I don't agree.
如果你真的怕我，那么你就拿我的钱纸交给这些偷坏银钱的地方，那么我回来的时候拿。利息就可以了。
If you're really not afraid of me, you should deposit my money with the banker. So when I return, I have received back with interest.
你不是怕我。
You're not just afraid of me.
你是怕失败后掉脸。
You're afraid of failure and be ashamed.
你是怕辛苦。
You're afraid of hard work.
其实我们常常是这样。
In a way, we're like this.
为什么我们不侍奉啊
？Why do we not serve？
不带查经，不领唱，不翻译，不看小孩。
Not to lead the Bible study, don't lead singing, not translate, not to teach your children.
我们可能告诉人，哎，我怕承受亏损。
And you tell other people and say, I am afraid that the God will suffer loss.
其实我是怕人家没有人称赞我。
I see. I actually think that you are afraid that nobody would praise you.
但是你想想，没有称赞的侍奉其实是一个好事啊。
Actually, for the service that did not win any praise is a good thing.
因为如果你的侍奉常常有人称赞的时候，你怎么知道你是为了神还是为了自己呢
？If your service got praised all the time, you don't know whether or not you are doing this for yourself or for the Lord.
神对这个 原神给他太小才能的人呢，他就夺过他的一千，给哪有一万的，因为凡有的还要嫁给他，叫他有如，没有的连他所有都要夺过去。
The master took the bag of gold from him and gave it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will be given abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them.
无论你的才干、恩赐、时间、健康、金钱，其实都是同一个道理。
Regardless of ability, talent, time, health or money, this is a, can be used for, by, the, by God.
你用在主的身上的时候，你越用的时候，你越有余。
If you use it on the Lord, the more you use it, the more you have left over.
你不会主所用，连你仅仅所有的也会失去。
You're not using it for God, whatever you have will be taken away from you.
最后这个主人把这个母没用的仆人呢吊在外面黑暗里，在哪里必哀哭彻止。
In the end, the master threw that worthless servant outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这个人哭因为他悲哀，他彻止因为他痛苦。
This man cried because there was sorrow and gnashing of teeth because of pain.
所以我们不应该因为觉得自己才干小就埋怨主。
So therefore, we should not complain because we have little talents.
也不要因为看不见成果而灰心。
And also, we do not be discouraged because you don't see results.
因为忠心的侍奉一定受到主的称赞。
Because the faithful servants will win the praise from God.
你有没有发觉呢？这个故事里面没有人亏本的。
You see in this story, nobody lose anything.
因为如果你是靠主侍奉神的时候，你一定会占的。
Because if you're relying on the Lord to serve, you will for sure win.
最后想讲一个故事给大家听，就是最近教会有人受浸嘛。
I wanted to actually tell a story. Recently we have people getting baptized.
我就要查问这个人得救的过程。
I actually want to question this person's journey of accepting the Lord.
我问这个弟兄，为什么你会从无神论改变你现在信耶稣呢？
I ask him, why did you actually turn from atheism to the turning to the God?
他告诉我很多不同的原因。
He told me many reasons.
但是其中一个原因，他说。是因为教会里面的人。
And the one reason he said is because of the people within the church.
你们崇拜的时候不是有一个小女孩有的时候不受控制的吗？
And during worship, do you not have a little girl who cannot control herself?
她常常有一个太太坐在她旁边呢。
And one lady always sit next to her.
她一直以为这个就是她妈妈。
All along he thought that is the girl's mother.
后来才知道，其实她只是一个姊妹，负责看顾这个小女孩。
In the end, he found out that this is a sister who is responsible for taking care of this girl.
他说，在国内我没有见过这样子的事情。
See, in China, I have never seen such a thing.
所以我们不要为了没有成果而灰心。
So we should not be discouraged because of lack of fruit.
这个只是一个试用期。
This is a trial period.
如果你真的为主而活的时候，
If you're truly living for the Lord,
主会对你说，好，这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多的事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
You say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's bow our hand and pray.
亲爱的主，我们谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you.
因为你把这么多宝贵的财产交托在我们的手上。
Because you have given us much treasure for us to in our hands.
这个就是我们的人生。
It is our life.
帮助我们去为主而活。
Help us so that we live for the Lord.
完成主召所交托给我们的人生的目标。
And give us allow us to accomplish the life the goals that we have in our life.
帮助我们不会埋怨主。
Help us so that we won't be complaining to the Lord.
也不要跟人家去比较。
And that we also try not to compare with others.
因为我们知道，只要我们忠心的时候，无论我们见不见到我们的成就。有一天主你都会称赞我们。
So because we know if we're faithful, regardless of whether or not we see the result, we will receive the praise.
听我们祷告奉耶稣基督名。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.